V'sechtes Nazir, Daf Nun Tes, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Chesam Beis, and the Gemara will begin by discussing the pasuk in Pashuk Yisaitse that states, Lo yichli gever al isha, lo yilbash gever simlas isha, kiseya ves Hashem al kecha kol eisa ila. Now our Gemara begins, Amar Rav, that Rav stated, Mekel adam kol gufa betar, that if a person wants to shave all the hair off of his body, he can do so. And certainly, as the Rush points out, the Rav is not telling us that a person can shave off his beard or cut off his peis, as of course he would be able Rav is telling us that even if a person shaves off his hair that's by his beis hashechi, referring to a person's armpits, or the hair by a person's erva, which is referred to the beis ha-erva, even though this is generally done by women for beautification purposes, however, as Mefarah says, this is not including the issa of leilbash geva simlis isha. And the Gemara asks, Meisvei al esyo kasha from Braisa, because the Braisa states, Hamava beis hashechi beis ha-erva. If someone removes the hair from the armpits or from the base of Erva, they do receive Malchus, and we see it as an issur d'oraisa to do so. So how could Rav say that Mekel Adam Kol Gufo Bitar? And the Gemara answers, Har Bitar, Har B'Mesbrayim, when the Braisa states that someone can't remove the hair of the base of Shechi and the base of Erva, and if they do so, they will get Malchus. That's if they do so using a razor. However, when Rav stated Mekel Adam Kol Gufo Bitar, that a man is allowed to take off the hair by his base of Shechi and base of Erva, that is referring to a case where the person did so by using a scissor, and since it's not going to be as close to the body as by using a razor, therefore it's not the derech of nashim, and it's not including the issa of leilbash geva simli shisha. And the Gemara asks, "But Rav Nami b'takama lemaisa the lashon of Rav was mekel adam kol gufo b'tar, and therefore we see that Rav said it's even mutter to do so with a razor." And the Gemara answers, "Kein tar that even if he uses a scissor and he gets a close cut and he makes sure to cut his hair as close to his body as possible, even in that case, Rav says there wouldn't be an issa and you wouldn't be chayim malchus." The derech of a woman to shave off the hair by the base of Shechi and base of Erva is done by using a razor, and since this man is not using a razor, therefore he would not be even the Isra. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba stated in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Hamavi base of Shechi and base of Erva, if a man cuts his hair by his base of Shechi and base of Erva, he would be Chayiv Malchus. Now the Gemara in the Habmi thinks that Rabbi Yechon means that you'll be even Isra Duraisa because you are even the Isra of Layil Bashkeva Simlisisha, and that's why you're getting Malchus Meduraisa. The Gemara asks, Mesfe, I'll bring you Raya against Rabbi Yechon from a Braisa, because the Braisa states, Havar Seya in a Medivri Torah, by removing the hair of your Beis HaShechi, your Beis HaEva, is not going to be an Issa Duraisa, El Medivri Seifim, and it's only also Medrabanan. And the Gemara answers, My Leikun Nami Dekama Medrabanan, when Rabbi Yechon stated that Mava Beis HaShechi, Beis HaEva, you would have Malchus, that is not an Issa Duraisa, it's actually going to be only an Issa Drabanan. When Rabbi Yechon stated that you would get Malchus, he only means to say that he would receive Malchus Madis Medrabanan. And the Rush points out that really the Gemara did not have to bring this member of Bechon, and the Gemara could have just asked a steer from one Braisa to the other, as originally we wrote a Braisa that stated Mava Beis HaShechi Beis HaEva Reis Eloika, and we just saw a Braisa that stated Havar Seir in a Medivri Torah El Medivri Seifim, and as Rush says Buhadin David Muslim Mifra Chashtei Braisa Adadi, and we really could have asked a steer from both Braises, and we could have responded the same Teretz Ulushnu Yekidim Shani that My Loika Kedektani Malchus Mardis, and when the first Braisa stated that you get Malchus, you'd only receive Malchus Mardis, and Taisa says David Muslim Suyim and Braisa that really we could have brought a riot to the Shita Rabbi Yechon from the Braisa that we originally had that stated Amavi Beis Shachri Beis Ever Hareza Loika. However, Zok Taisis El Nichle Lishnuye My Loika Drabanon to Lifiku Braisa Adadi that Lemaisa the Gemara did not want to have two Braisa out there that will choylik on each other. And Zok Taisis Rabbi Yechon Afim Mispray Maisa according to Rabbi Yechon, even if a man cuts off the hair of his Beis Shachri on a Beis Ever using a scissor, he would be Ivan Issa Drabanon. And as Taisis states, the Mashmad Rabbi Yechon Polagad Rav, it's Mashmad from our Gemara that the machlik is between Rav and Rabbi Yechon, and Rav holds that if a person shaves off the hair of his Beis HaShechi and a Beis HaEva using a razor, there will be an Issa D'Raisa, and that's what the Braisa meant when it said a razor loika. And when Rav stated Mekel Adam Kol Gufo Bitar, he's saying that if you use a scissor, then there won't be even an Issa D'Rabanan. Mashen Ka Rabbi Yechon holds in all cases there will be an Issa D'Rabanan. And we continue on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Ikud Amri and others say Amr Rav Chiya Ba'Abba Amr Rabbi Yechon. The Rav Chiya Ba'Abba said the following in the name of Rabbi Yechon: Hamava Beis HaShechi Beis HaEva loika, that if a person removes the hair by his Beis HaShechi and Beis HaEva, he would receive Malchus Meshum Leilbash Geva Simlas Isha, as he was Ivan the Issa of Leilbash Geva Simlas Isha, and it's Muchach by the fact that Rabbi Yechon brought down a pasuk that he means to say that it's an Issa Duraisa over here, and it's not only Malchus Madis Medrabanan. Since it's clear that Rabbi Yechon holds that you could get Malchus Medraisa, so the Gemara now asks, Mesvei, I'll ask you Kasha from the same Braisa that we brought down before, that Avar Seya in a Medivri Torah El Medivri Seifrim, the man removes the hair by his Beis HaShechi and Beis HaEva, it's not going to be an Issa Issa D'Raisa, and it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and L'Chir, Rabbi Yechanan just stated that it's an Issa D'Raisa, and the Gemara answers, Hu Da'ama Kai Tana, Ein Echadam, Rabbi Yechanan argues on that Braisa, and he holds like the following man Da'ama the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Hamava Beis HaShechir Beis HaEver, HaReza Ivan Meshum La'Yilbash Gevasim L'Sisha, and in this Braisa it's Mefurish, that if a person removes the hair by his Beis HaShechir Beis HaEver, he'll be Ivan the Issa La'Yilbash Gevasim L'Sisha, and is it Issa D'Raisa, he would be Chayim Makis Medraisa, and Tesis points out, we really could have brought down the first price that we had at the beginning of the Gemara after we brought down the member of Rav where it says Mefurish that you get Malkus, but the Gemara wanted to bring this new Brysa because over here we see that the Dashin out of the Pasuk that he Brysa, because the first price that we brought down, we could say that price only meant that it's only Issa Rabbanan and you only Chai Malkus Madis, but by the fact that this Brysa also brought down a Pasuk, just like the second version of Rav Chiba Abba and Rav Echon that brought down the Yibi Oiva Loyubash Gav Simlas Isha, therefore we see that it's a deraisa and the chi of malchus is on the deraisa level. And the Mefarish explains that by a man removing the hair by Beis HaShechir and Beis HaEver, he is over on the Issa of Loyubash Gav Simlas Isha because it's the derech of a woman to do so, as the Mefarish says, Shu Nivilok Sheish Lasar, as it's disgusting to her when she has sar, and therefore it's done as beautification purposes. And if a man follows the derech of a woman, he is over on the Issa of Loyubash Gav Simlas Isha. Now Gemara continues, Vitana Kama, Hai Loyubash Gav My Darsh Bay. We just saw that Tana stated Havar Sar in a Medivri Torah El Medivri Seferim. The Gemara asks, according to that Tana, what does he use the pasuk of Loyubash Geva Simlas Isha for? And the Gemara answers, Mibayil Tanya, he needs it for the following brisa. As the pasuk says, Loyia Kli Geva Alisha. And the pasuk continues, Loyubash Geva Simlas Isha Ki Sevis Hashem Lekecha Kol Isa Igla. And the Gemara says, My Talmud Lema, what does the pasuk come and teach us? Im Shal Loyubash Ish Simlas Isha of Isha Simlas Ish. If it's just coming to tell you that you can't cross dress and a man can't wear the clothing of a woman and a woman can't wear the clothing of a man, Hare Kranema Ta'evihi, the Pasuk says that it's based on the fact that it's an abomination, the Inkan Ta'eva. Ta'eva is used by a Lashon of Znus, and over here there is no Znus involved, it's just that a man is cross-dressing like a woman, or a woman is cross-dressing like a man, and it wouldn't be appropriate for the Torah to use the Lashon of Ta'eva Sashem Alekecha Kol Eisei Eila. And the Braisa therefore continues, El Shlo Yilbash Is Simlas Isha, that the Issa is if a man wears the clothing of a woman, V'yesha Bein Anashim, in order to be able to sit together with the women, and as the Rosh says, Kedei Lizna Yisimarin, in order to be mezana with them, the Isha Simlas Ish, or a woman to wear the begotten of a man, Viteisha Bein Anashim, in order to be able to sit together with men and become closer with them and be mezana with them. Therefore, the Lashon of Te'eva is very appropriate. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov argues on the Tana Kama, and he says, Minayin Shalei Teitzi Isha B'Kli Zayin L'Mechama, that from this pasuk we actually learn, it's also for a woman to carry a weapon that's generally used in a Mechama. This is based on a pasuk as Talmud Leiman, the weapon which is generally used by a male should not be carried by a woman. And Mefarish brings down that this is actually a targum on the pasuk that states lo yehi tikkun zayin degaver. Mefarish also explains v'zeshem etzino b'yal eishes chave akeni. This is why when we find that yal eishes chave akeni went and killed Sisera shalei hagarsa l'sisera b'kli zayin, that she didn't kill him with a weapon ela k'mosh nema, but the pasuk says yadol liyata tishachana, that she actually used a peg in order to kill him. And that is because she didn't want to be over the issa of lo yehi chli geva alisha. Rabbi Lesben Yaakov continues, v'lo yilbish geva simlas isha, and when the pasuk says a man can't wear the clothing of a woman, shelo yisakan ish b'tikuna isha, it's coming to teach us that a man cannot wear the clothing of a woman, he can't shave the hair of a beis hashachir and beis ha'erva, and as the Mefarish says, he can't wear makeup like a woman. And this shita argues with the Tana Kama, as according to the Tana Kama, the only issa for a man to dress like a woman and a woman to dress like a man is only b'derech znus. However, if it's not derech znus, then it's not considered te'eva. According to the Tana Kama, there is no issa for a person to wear women's clothing or to shave the hair of his beis hashechi or beis ha'erva. The Gemara continues, Om Rab Nachman tisas b'nazir muta, that once a nazir has a chiv to shave the hair of his head, therefore he can also shave his beis hashechi and beis ha'erva, because once we see that he's not makbid on how he looks by the fact that he went ahead and shaved off all the hair of his head, therefore by shaving the beis hashechi and beis ha'erva, it must be that he's not doing it in order to beautify himself, and therefore he's not going to be even the issa of the Yilbash Geva Simlas Isha. Gemara says, V'lech Tichus Chavasei, the halacha doesn't follow this din of Rab Nachman, and even if a Nazir is shaving off his head, even on that same day, he doesn't have the right to go and cut the hair by his Beis HaShechi and Beis HaEver, and if he does so, he'll be even the issa of the Yilbash Geva Simlas Isha. And the Gemara continues that we saw two different versions as to what Rab Chiya said. According to the first version of what we saw from Rab Chiya Ba'aba, Rabbi Yechman said, Amava Beis HaShechi and Beis HaEver, he'll be loika at least Makis Mardis, and according to the second sheet that we saw at the top of the Amid, Talmud, the version stated that Rabbi Yechon stated Hamava Bisa Shechir Bisa Ever Loikum Shum LaYubash Gevasim LaSisha, and is an Issa Duraisa. The Gemara now asks a question on Rabbi Yechon LaShitasai, as Omri Rabbanon Rabshim Bar Abba, Rabbanon stated to Rabshim Bar Abba, Chazin Rabbi Yechon the Lesley. We personally saw Rabbi Yechon did not have here by his Bisa Shechir and Bisa Ever, and as the Rush said that he saw how closely it was cut, and therefore they realized that it couldn't have been done by using a scissor, and it must have been done by using a razor, and therefore they asked that Lachir Rabbi Yechon says that this is Asa. How could it be that Rabbi Yechon was Ivan this Issa? Amar Lahoin, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba responded back to Rabbanon, Mach Mezikdin Nashu. Rabbi Yechon did not actually shave his base of Shechir or base of Ever. However, since Rabbi Yechon got older, therefore naturally the hair of his underarms and of his base of Ever fell out by themselves, and that's why it appeared that he actually shaved his base of Shechir and base of Ever. But of course, Rabbi Yechon did not do so. Ayin and Taisis, who actually learns a bit different than Rush, as he says, Umbeloy Mishani Bimisbraim Shiklino, by the fact that the Gemara didn't have an answer, Rabbi Yechon actually removed the hair of his base of Shechir and base of Ever using a scissor, and therefore, Zak Taisis Shamin and Dulchala Pachas Bidibri Seifim, also Rabbi Yechon Apimisbraim. And we see from Rabbi Yechon that even if a person would go and cut off the hair of his base of Shechir and base of Ever using a scissor and not a razor, it would still be Ivan Isidra Rabbanon. The Gemara continues, Ahudis Chayiv Nagida Kamed Rabami. There was a person that was Chayiv to have Malkus in front of Rabami, meaning in Rabami's bezin, a gloy base of Shechir, and they removed his shirt in order to prepare to give him Malkus. Chazir Gloy Megalech, and they saw that he did not shave his armpits and that he had hair, and therefore Amalohim Rabami. So Rabami told his bezin, Shefku, leave him alone. Dein min Chavrayahu, he is one of our Chavirim. He must be a person that follows the Chachamim, and he knew that the din is that a person cannot cut the hair of his base of Shechir or base of Ever, and therefore we don't have to give him Malkus. And the Rishonim explained that it must be that this person was not Chayiv Malkus Bidureisa, because then of course it's not up to Rabbi Ami to make this decision. However, it was talking about a scenario where this person was potentially Chayiv Malkus Madris. However, Malkus Madris is always dependent on Bezin, and therefore he could decide that this person should not receive Malkus Madris at all. And the Gemara continues, Boimine Rav Merabchia. Rav asked the following question for Merabchia. Ma'u Legalech, is a man allowed to shave the Sar Besa Shechi and Besa Ever with a razor? And Amalei also, Merabchia responded back to Rav that it's also. So Amalei, Rav said back to Merabchia, V'chagodol, l'maisa, the hair will grow and it will cause him distress and it will cause him tsar. L'chayru, since he's not doing it in order to beautify himself, he should not be even issa of l'yilbash geva simlas isha. And as Taisa points out, even though at this point it wasn't growing and it didn't cause him tsar, but v'chayru v'sayfuli gadol v'tsar isai, af she'alchenu ein zekari tikkun v'nai, even when you're going to cut it off at this point with a razor, that's not considered tikkun v'nai, and you shouldn't be even issa, she'ein megalech el nas v'tsar, who was his intent when he's cutting off his hair, is only to save himself from having tsar at a future time. And Amalei, Sir Rav Chiya responded back to Rav, Pachsi, you're the son of a Talmud Chacham, Zman Yeshloi, that even here has a certain time frame called Zman Shugadol Naisha. At any point that it gets very long and would cause a person tsar, it will fall out naturally, and you don't have to worry about cutting off with a razor, and therefore there's still an Issa of Layubash Geva Simlas Isha. The Gemara continued with another Shaila that Rav asked for Rav Chiya, Bayimine Rav Rav Chiya. Rav asked the following Shaila from Rav Chiya, would the Issa of Layubash Geva Simlas Isha apply even if a person scratches his base Hashechi or base Ever in order to take off his hair and he's not doing it with a razor or Malay Asa, and if he responded back that it would still be Asa? Rav continued and asked, but Big Domao, what if the person takes his beged and using his beged he scratches his hair and he removes hair or Malay Mutta? He said in that case it would be Mutta and is not even Issa Drabbanon. And the Gemara continues, Ikidamri, others have the following version of the question that Rav asked Rav Chiya regarding someone going and scratching themselves, Bayimine Betfila, that he asked the Shaila Benegeya someone that's in the middle of davening, and we know that a person can't touch a makam tenefis during the time that he's davening, and he can't touch a makam mechusa. And Rav asked Rav Chiya, Bebid Demai Benegeya Tfila, someone uses a beged in order to rub the area of his Besa Shechir or Besa Erva, would he be required to wash his hands afterwards? Amalei Asa, and Rav Chiya responded back to Rav that it would be Asa, V'lashilchas Kavasei, however, the halacha doesn't follow this din of Rav Chiya, even while someone's davening, they could rub their body and they could rub areas which are generally a makam mechusa using a cloth that interposes between a person's hand and a person's body. And before we continue, let's just point out that the negeid shaila Rav had from Rav Chiya, it's mashma Rav Chiya responded to Rav that if there would be tsar, potentially there would be a heta to go and cut off your hair. However, the fact is that the hair of your beis hashechi and your beis ha'erva does not grow very long. The hair of a person's beis hashechi and beis ha'erva will fall out naturally prior to having tsar. Based on this Gemara, Taisa points out, Mashbuk she'ein adam miskavla noi eli notzel the less bay mishum kli geva, that if a person is not doing something because they want to beautify themselves, but they're doing it in order order to save themselves from tzar, and the issa of layubash geva similis isha does not apply. V'im kain, and therefore Taisa says hamastakel b'mara. Someone who uses a mirror while they're shaving or while they're getting a haircut kadesh liyachbo batzmai in order they should not get hurt, that would be muta. V'china maraf shirabi harab Shmuel haymastape b'mara, that he used to take a haircut in front of a mirror. We continue on daf nun tesim beis with the new mishnah, and this mishnah is really a continuation to the mishnah that we had at the beginning of this parak on daf nun zayim and aleph. And the mishnah over there discussed a case where you had two nazirim, let's call them Reuven and Levi, and there was an eid echad that came and said that I know that one of you is certainly tamei midiraisa, and therefore you have to go through the process of a nazir b'tamei, and you have to do taglachas as well as bring your three kabbanis, the asham nazir, the chatas, and eil saif, and then you have to restart your nazir's period. However, this aid was far away, and therefore he wasn't able to tell which one of them became tamei. And the Mishnah discussed in great detail procedure that needs to be done in order for Reuven and Levi complete the nazir's process la'alocha. However, our Mishnah now states may sechemen if instead of going through that procedure, Levi dies, and now you only have Reuven that's alive, and Reuven has a suffix if he's tamei meis at this point, or if he's not tamei meis. And the shaila is, what could Reuven do at this point in order to make sure that he'd be able to complete his nazir's period and be able to drink wine and be metamei lemeisim? The Mishnah will bring two possible solutions. Rabbi Shua teaches us, yivakish echem en ashok sheyidu kenegdu b'nazir. Reuven should go and find someone that's just a general person in the shuk, and you should ask him to do him a favor and become a nazir, and this nazir's period will actually have to last for 60 days, because even though this person will be kabbal nazirus for lamed yayim, however, lemaisa, as we'll see, he will have to keep nazirus, and he will not be able to drink wine or be metam lemaisim for 60 days, and of course it's going to be very difficult to find such a person. But lemaisa, if Reuven finds a person to do this, and let's call that person Shimon, then the following is the procedure. V'oymen, Reuven will tell Shimon, im tamei yisi, if I was tamei, harei ata naz miyad, then I want you to become a nazir immediately. V'im tar yisi, and if I was always tar, and I never became tamei, because Levi was the one who was tamei, harei ata nazir achas shloshim yayim, then I want you to accept upon yourself to be a nazir starting in 30 days. And therefore, b'manav shach, during the following 60 days, one of either Reuven or Shimon will be a nazir at all points. So during the first 30 days, either Reuven or Shimon will be a nazir tar, and during the second 30 days, either Reuven or Shimon will be a nazir tar, as we'll explain in a moment. But definitely during these 60 days, both Reuven and Shimon will not be able to drink wine or be metamei lemeisim. And the Mishnah continued, v'seifen shloshim yayim, and from the day where Shimon accepted upon himself this deal, they would count 30 days, and this way, definitely, if Shimon is a nazir, then after 30 days, his nazir period is over, and he would have to bring his kabbanis, or would be in carbon tum of a carbon tire, and at that point, Reuven will bring the kabbanis that a nazir will bring when he becomes tamei, and we'll define this in a moment. Both Reuven and Shimon will bring the kabbanis of a nazir that completes his nazir's period b'tayra, and they'll bring that b'shufis, and they will bring an oila shlamim and a chatas. And the Mishnah continues, va'imar, and one of them says, or as Taisus says on daf nun zayin amalav, that really neither of them have to say this, but this would be the stoma. Reuven would say, imanihu atamei, if I was the original one that was tamei, and Levi really was tar, and therefore I had to go through the process of nazir tamei, then carbon tumah shli, then at this point, the kabbanis that I'm bringing for the kabbanis tumah are proper kabbanis, and they should be for my kabbanis tumah, and therefore, at this point, I will be able to cut my hair and restart my nazir's period. Reuven continues and says that since I was the one that was originally tamei, therefore, based on my original tanai, when you were mekabel nazirus, you said, im tamei yisi, if I was tamei, harei ata nazir miyad, then you accepted upon yourself to be a nazir for the first 30 days, and therefore, at this point, you have completed your days of nazirus, and you're chayav to bring kabbanis b'tayra, and therefore, the karmen tayra shalcha, all the kabbanis of tayra, are yours, and Shimon would bring the chatas oil and shlamim for his kabbanis tayra for completing his nazir's period. However, of course, at this point, Shimon cannot go and drink wine or be metamei lemeisim, because there is a tzad that Reuven was actually one that was originally tar, and on that tzad, the tnai was that if Reuven was the one who was tar, then Shimon's nazirus doesn't start until after the first 30 days. And Reuven continues and states, v'mani hu hatar, and if I was the one that was originally tar, and Levi was the one who was tamei, then carbon tire shali, then I completed my nazirus period, and therefore the three kabbanis for my tire period should be mine, and I will bring the ilu chatas and the shlamim, the carbon tum besafik. However, the kabbanis that I set aside just in case I was another tamei will actually not be required, and therefore they were only brought minasafik. And as Taisus points out in daf nun zayin and aleph, although generally a nazir that becomes tamei have to bring three kabbanis, he has to bring the sham nazir and a chatas and oil saif. However, this nazir would only be able to bring a chatas saif and an oil saif. And as Taisus points out, he'll bring the chatas saif based on the gemara daf chav tesam and aleph that says that chatas saif could be baal safik, and he'll also bring an oil saif, and he will make a tnai and state that if I was tamei, way, then this oil saif should be for my nazir b'tame. And if I was never tame, and therefore I'm not chayav to bring this oil saif, then this oil saif should be as an adava. And whatever Taisus points out in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Reuven could not bring the sham nazir, as an afsham nazir cannot be brought al safik. And even though Reuven did not bring his afsham nazir, according to the sheet of the chachamim on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that is not ma'akev, since he already brought his chatas oif, he could already cut his hair, and he could restart his nazirus period. And although Taisus says that Reuven can bring his chatas oif as well as his oil saif, and his oil saif he would bring al tanai, however the Mefarish argues, and he says, v'oil saif ibayi maisel l'shem nedava, if he wants, he can bring it as an nedava, as we stated, v'ibayi loy maisel l'klal, and if he wants, he doesn't have to bring it at all, as kivin nedarim ba'almuhu, since this oil saif is only coming as a present, loy ma'akv, it's not ma'akev, and even though you didn't bring yasham nazir or your oil saif, you'll be able to cut your hair and restart in the zeros period, according to the Rabbanon on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah continues that after Reuven and Shimon do taglachas, they cut their hair and they bring these karbanis v'seifin shleishim yaim, and then they would count an additional 30 days. Let's just keep the cheshbon that if Reuven was originally tamei, then these 30 days are his ikka days of naziris, and the original 30 days were the 30 days that Shimon counted towards his naziris period. And if originally Reuven wasn't tamei and it was Levi who died that was originally tamei, then Reuven will already finish his days of naziris b'tayra after the first 30 days, and now the only one that is a nazir is only Shimon, as the original tanai was that if Reuven was tar, then harei at nazir achas shleishim yaim, then Shimon would become a nazir after 30 days. So to recap, during this second 30-day period, both of them can't drink wine and be metam el mesim, but definitely only one of them is a nazir tar at this point, and therefore mevi and karban tayra at the point that they complete the 30-day period, then they will bring all three kabanis for the tayra period, and they will bring a chatas eil and shlamim b'shutfis. Va'iman Reuven would then say, if I originally was the one who was tamei carbon tumah shali, then the original carbon tumah that I brought, which included the chatas oif and possibly the oil saif, would be considered my carbonis tumah, and the carbon tyre shalcha, and the original carbon tyre that we brought at that point was your carbonis, and that original chatas oil and shlamim were for your carbon tyre, because the first 3 days you were the nazitar and I was the nazitamei vizek carbon tyrasi, and the carbon I bring at this point is because I am a nazitar at this point, because I had to restart my naziris, since originally I was the one who was tamei. And Reuven continues, v'manihu atar, and if I originally was the one who was tar, and Levi who died was originally tamei, then my original naziris period was that first 30-day period, then carbon tahara shali, the original carbon that we brought, b'tahara, which was the chatas edel and shlamim, were from my chiyav, based on the fact that I was a nazir tar that completed my naziris period, the carbon tumah b'safik, and since I wasn't tamei at any point, therefore the original carbon tumah that we brought, which consisted of the chatas oif and potentially the oil saif, were really brought me safik, and that's why that chatas oif that was brought as safik tumah cannot be eaten, and it's as little kvura, and the oil saif at that point would be considered a nedava. Since I was originally tar, therefore, based on the tanai, you became a nazir only after 30 days, and at this point, when it's after 60 days, now your naziris of tayra was completed, and therefore you have a chiyuv to bring your kabbanis of tayra, and the chatas oil and shlamim will be for your kabbanis tayra. And once Reuven and Shimon bring all these kabbanis after the full 60 days, then Reuven and Shimon can finally drink wine and be metamel mesim. Although our Mishnah doesn't discuss the chiyuv of taglachas, the same question that we had on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis would apply to our Mishnah as well, as l'chayr, although it's true that Reuven could shave his hair memanu shach after 30 days, as either he was a nazir tamei or he was a nazir tar. However, at the end of the second 30-day period, Reuven should not be able to do taglachas, because potentially he's being oiva on the issa of the sekifu pas reishchem, as if Reuven was tar, then these 30 days he wasn't a nazir at all, and therefore he shouldn't be able to cut off his payas. And the same would apply to Shimon, both by the first naziris and the second naziris, as there's a potential that either one was not really his proper naziris, and therefore he should not be able to do taglachas at all. And the same terutzim that we brought in Nun Zayin Amud Beis would apply as well, that the case over here is talking about an isha or a katan, or we're going according to the madama that kafas kol reish leishma kafa ayin sham. And the Mishnah continues, amalei ben zema. So ben zema says to Rabbi Shua, umisha meila shiyida connected ben nazir, that although it sounds like a very nice idea and this would take care of all the problems, however it's not very practical, because Reuven will have to find someone that not only wants to be a nazir, but he also doesn't mind to be a nazir misafir for 60 days, and he will not be able to drink wine or be metam el mesim for a full 60 days. And therefore ben zema says that the eitz is for Reuven himself to go and do the follows, el maybe chatas oif oilos behema. After Reuven completes a full 30 days from the time that he became a nazir, he should go and bring the chatas oif as well as an oilos behema. The chatas oif will be for the potential that he was a nazir tamei, and therefore he has to bring a chatas oif. And as Taiz points out, l'shitasai, that he would also have to bring an oilos oif, and he will bring it it on Tanai, and on Tzadah he's not really Tomei, it will be in Nedava. Reuben will also bring an Eilus Behema, and on that Eilus Behema he'll make the following Tanai, and he'll say, if I was a Nazir Tomei, then this Eilus Behema should be for Nedava, and if really I was never Tomei, then I want to bring my Karbonis B'Taira, and I'll bring this Eilah, because if once I bring an Eilah, then I could already cut my hair, as we know that a Nazir could be Megaleach al Achas Behen, even if he only brings one of his Karbonis that he has to bring B'Taira. And after day 30, Reuben will be able to bring both of these Karbonis, and he'll be able to cut his hair. Va'imin will say, Im Tomei, you see, if I was the original one that was Tomei, and Levi really was Tar, and then Levi subsequently died, so then Hachatz B'Chavasi, so therefore I'm Mechuyev to bring but my Karbonis of a Nazir Tomei, although I can't bring my Hashem Nazir because that can't be brought me Suffolk. However, I could bring my Chatas Oif, as a Chatas Oif could be brought me Suffolk, and he could also bring his Oilus Oif and make a Tnai and state that if I'm Tomei, then this should be for my Karbonis of a Nazir Tomei, and if I'm not Tomei, then this should be an Oilus Nedava. And Reuven also states for Oilus Nedava that the Oilus Behemoth I'm bringing should also bring as a Nedava, since Lemaisa was a Nazir Tomei and I didn't complete my full Nazir's Betaira. Reuven continues, Vim Tari, you see, if I originally was the one who was Tar, then at this point I completed my days of Nazir's Betaira and I was never Tomei, therefore Ha'ilu Mechavasi, the oil should be toward my Chavis, which I generally would bring a Chavis Ha'ilu and Shlomim. However, over here, since I'm a Suffolk, I'll only bring the oil and I'll bring it out tonight, the Chavis me Suffolk, and I brought the Chavis Ha'if only in a Suffolk, and of course that is Mutter, and Lefi Taisis, the oil Saif that he brought will also be as an Adava, the Saif Shlesh Yerim. And after this point, Reuven could still not drink wine or be Matam Lemesim, because potentially he was Tomei originally, and therefore at this point, he just restarted his Nazir's Betaira, and after 30 days, maybe Karbon Taira, he'll bring one carbon of carbon tire, and in this case he'll bring three carbonis, he'll bring an oila, a shlom, and a chatas, va'ayman, he'll say, im tamei yisi, if originally I was the one who was tamei, and Levi who died was the one who was tar, so then originally when I brought my carbonis, I really had to bring carbonis of tumma, I had to bring a sham nazir, a chatas oif, and an oil saif, and I only brought at that point the chatas oif and oil saif, and I continue with my naziris, and even though originally I brought an oila, however that carbon oila could not work for my naziris betaira, since at that point I wasn't yet a nazir Tyra, and I didn't complete my Nazir's process. Therefore, based on my original Tanai, Ha'ilu Rishayin Nedava, that first oil that I brought will be as a Nedava, Vizu Chayva, and this new oil that I bring will be for my Chayv, because at this point I'm a Nazir Tar that completed my Nazir's period, and the oil Shlom and Chatas that Reuven brought at this moment will be brought properly because Lemaisa, he completed his Nazir's process. And Reuven continues, Vim Tar, you see, if originally I was the one who was Tar, and Levi who died was originally the one who was Tamei, the only way I was able to cut my hair after the first 30 days was only because I brought at least one of my kabanis, and that's why I originally brought the oila, and therefore ha'ilu rishayin chayva, my first oila that I brought after 30 days was for my chayv of a nazir tara, and at that point I already completed my nazir's betaira because I was never tamei v'zun nedava, and this oila I'm bringing at this point is not needed for my tire process because I already brought the oila v'zu shakabani, and the chatas and the shlomim will be for the rest of my kabanis. At this point I no longer have a suffix, and therefore Reuven will be able to drink wine and be metam lemesim after 60 days. The Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua responded back to Ben Zayma, Nimsa maybe Kabanis L'Chatzayin. It comes out that Reuven brought his Kabanis in different shifts, as after 30 days he brought his Oila, and after 60 days he brought his Chatzis and Shlomim, and L'Chari, that's not proper. And the Gemara says, Avahoyd L'Chacham L'Ben Zayma, Rabbi L'Chacham were moided to Ben Zayma, as they felt that Rabbi Shua's Eitzah is impractical to find someone that will agree to become a Nazir and keep the Dinam of the Nazir for 60 days. Our Gemara begins that how could Rabbi Shua say, Nimsa maybe Kabanis L'Chatzayin, as if that's a problem, but Fert Gemara Velesi, who cares that Reuven's bringing his Oila after 30 days and his Chatas and Shlomim after 60 days? What should be the problem? And why does Rabbi Shua ask this question to Ben Zayma? And I'm Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, so Rabbi Huda said the name of Mishmuel, Le'em Rabbi Shua al-Chadibus al-Tamidim, that Inichanami is correct, and Rabbi Shua really did not have a taina on Ben Zayma, and he was only doing this in order to sharpen the minds of the Talmidim. And as Rush explains, Rabbi Shua gave this Eitzah, even though Rabbi Shua knew that this is not the best Eitzah, because he wanted to see if any of the Talmidim will be able to give him response as Ben Zayma did, and he was actually happy that Ben Zayma came up with this idea. Ayin and Mefarish, who takes this one step further, and he says, Rabbi Shua knew that his response to Ben Zayma was really a baseless question, and he only asked this in order to sharpen the mind of Talmidim, and they will be able to say that we have a Kavachim for ourselves, just like Rabbi Shua, our Rebbe, that even though he knew that really his taina wasn't worthwhile taina, and still he mentioned it. So kavachem l'shakal adam, there's a kavachem to all people. When discussing learning, a person should say a svara, even though he's uncertain if it's actually a good svara or not, and maybe people will laugh at him. And as we we know, Ein HaBaishin Loimed Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues that even though we just mentioned that Rabbi Shua really knew that his Eitzah was not as good as Ben Zayim's Eitzah, and he was only saying his Eitzah in order to L'chadish Ba'as HaTamidim, however, we Rishonim explained that Rav Nachman did not necessarily know this, and therefore Rav Nachman said, My level Le Rabbi Shua L'dake D'Loi L'Sarei. According to the Eitzah that Rabbi Shua gave, it comes out that after the 30-day period, in order for a Nazir to go and cook his Shlamim and be able to do Trufa, the Zroya B'Sheila, which is only cooked after the Nazir already cut his hair, he would have to wait until both Reuven and Shimon completed their process, brought their kabanais, and afterwards cut their hair. And as Taisus states, v'teglachashneim hilfnei trufa, that since the haircuts of both of them have to happen before the trufa, and imkein yasriach achelev, the chelev will start smelling b'mashia achrul hakter isai at shtei taglachias, by the fact that you have to wait in order to be makter the chelev until after both Reuven and Shimon take their haircuts. And Taisus points out that even though ein chinami in the Mishnah on daf nun zayin min aleph, where there was a suffix if Reuven or Levi was tamei and Levi did not die, that actually is the halacha, and there is no Eitzah ben Zayma. However, that's in that case because there is no other Eitzah. However, over here, since there's a better Eitzah to do like ben Zayma stated, therefore, how could it be that Rabbi Shua would give such an Eitzah? And as we explained, of course, l'fina maskanas ha-gemara, that Rabbi Shua only gave this Eitzah l'chadis bas ha-talmidim. Therefore, of course, Rabbi Shua never thought that this would be the case, and it's not a question of Rabbi Shua, and we will stop over here.